Some crazy roll, like, you know, snapping. Easy snapping. Easy snapping. Easy snapping. You gonna cook you in my pot. That's the first kid they ever make in Jamaica. It's called Easy Snapping. Some guy who used to play a keyboard, his name was Easy Snapping. And the first, doom, 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 it was Easy Snapping. Easy Snapping. Something like that. Easy Snapping. All you deserve to be in my pot. I don't eat like ordinary people do. So when I season him, I make sure he got a pepper that's red hot.
We'll be right back. Welcome to Easy Snapping on Radioactive, and that was Blast Off by David Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven, and that's off their recently released album Friends and Enemies, and you can get that on the internet or whatever. Dave plays in the Slackers as well, so you might know him from there, and there's some great tunes off that album, so check it out. Next is a band from Budapest, the Mighty Fishers. And they're a brilliant rocksteady band, and you never know, they might be coming over to Dublin and Ireland sometime this year, so hopefully so.
I'm listening to Easy Snapping on Radioactive.
That was the Mighty Fishers from Budapest in Magyarország, or Hungary, as we like to call it. And it was Sasa on vocals. He very kindly showed us the freebooters all around Budapest one day. And he didn't really speak a word of English, but he looked after us anyway. And we couldn't speak much Hungarian either, so he's a cool dude. He's not with the band anymore, but singing on that track, so... Nice one, Sasa.
'Cause it's easy snapping and it's easy skanking. It's easy snapping. Wiggy back.
Yo, Musical Slave, checking in. Yo, I'm the musical slave, back from the grave. I used to live in a cave, I used to be free. I used to pick the fruit straight from the trees. I used to have my own society with my own friends and family. Now I'm stuck on the pavement, forced to pay rent, forced to pay for food, not what I was born to do. Stuck in the loop, singing for spare change, over and over, every day the same. But I say, you can't put a price on the things that everyone needs. I said food and house should both be free, so that everyone gets the chance to live their dreams. I won't let the money speak for me. They tell you to go to school, they tell you to work like a slave. They print up the money, you get minimum wage. They say you have to get a loan or you won't have a home. Then the bank takes your money, you're better off on the dole. But that's not where we're meant to be. We got warrior hearts, we were born to be free. So we tried to beat them kids, selling the weed, selling the drugs, thinking that all we need is just a little more money. But before you start to play, check the rules of the game. Every coin has the power to make someone a slave. Why is an hour of work always worth the same? And who prints up the money anyway? So when you're walking down the street with the stress and the pain, trying to squeeze your brain to find a new way to make some more money to see a new day, just remember, it's a scam. Can't you see? Everything in this world is free, but we turned the world into a slot machine. Now we're like hamsters on a hamster wheel. Too many people worried about the next meal. Too many people doing jobs that we don't need. When are we gonna see that we're all in this together? Stuck on a crazy planet in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of outer space, and I swear it could be the best place if we all just try to cooperate. But the way things are now, it's just not right. So don't look so surprised when kids turn to crimes, 'cause normal life feels like doing time. And the real criminals are the ones who try to control the way we live our lives. So don't tell me to get a job if a job just means working for some big company. Just wants to use my time and my energy, took the money from my local community. We gotta get back with our friends and our family, sit down and talk about what we really need. Do you know what I think our job should be? Helping all the people that we know for free. And instead of being stuck in a school, even the kids could help grow the food. We could all help drive the food around. We don't need the banks, we could build our own houses. We all put together like a family. If we all helped out even just 2 days a week, everyone we know would have everything they need. And the rest of the time, we would all be free. We'd have time to rhyme, yeah, time to breathe, time to play the banjo, time to feel, time to do what we want, be who we want to be, time to ride a horse, jump in the sea, live this life like it's meant to be, like a crazy action adventure dream. Yo, checking out.
The 1914 lockouts happened on the 26th of August, 1914. On the 8th of January, there was an article printed in the Irish Times from English tourists who came to Ireland, and they wanted to know why we had so many juvenile beggars on the streets of Dublin in 1914. This is the 9th of January, 2013, and we have twice as many juvenile beggars on the streets of our city. We have twice as many homeless people, we have twice as many, three times, four times many people living in poverty. And 2013, they're going to repeat the history of 1914, James Larkin, who established the Labour Party. And 2014 is going to be a memorable year in Irish history. And I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but remember, John Rogers fucking told you so.
getting from bad to worse. The world, you see, is getting from bad to worse. I ran to Africa as an African. There is no resting place. I run to the east. There is no resting place. The west, the land of my own back. Rebel wants to take over.
Okay, first off there we had Jero from the Great Ska Patrol radio show on Near FM, which is on every Monday, as has been for the last 12 going on 13 years, with a little easy snapping jingle. And after that we had The Musical Slave, Back From The Grave, Used To Live In A Cave. The Musical Slave, who is a street musician and storyteller from Norway, representing Bergen on the west coast, motherfuckers. You can find her on Grafton Street some days playing and around town, and she's always looking for gigs. So get in touch here if you want to get in touch with her. After that, we had a little snippet of a guy called John Rogers, who I met in that crazy place, Dame Lane, outside Sweeney's there. And we were recording people, and I just used a snippet of him there talking about 2013. Then after that we had the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars with Remake the World Again, and that's from their new album Radio Salone. They're playing in the National Concert Hall in Dublin on January the 23rd, and the tickets are starting at €16, then €24 for the slightly better seats. It's a strange place for a reggae gig, so I hope you're allowed to dance, because I will be. So I'm really looking forward to that. They're one of my favourite bands, and they're pretty inspirational. If you don't know their story, they started in a refugee camp in Guinea during the brutal civil war in Sierra Leone, which lasted from 2001 to 2007. But someone made a documentary about them. They've been on Oprah Winfrey. They're pretty big, but there are people who believe in the power of music to change people's lives, or at least improve them. So, yeah, hope to see you all at the gig. Next up is the Bionic Rats.
What they doing is clear, playing on people's fear. Where you come from, they're going back there. They don't like your type brown hair. Where you come from, they're going back there. They don't like your type brown hair. They don't like your type brown hair. They don't like your type brown hair. Who you think you are? Wonder what we are. Where you come from, you're going back.
Rats with Dear John off their new album Should Be Seen and Not Heard Volume 1, and the lads play in the Foggy Dew every Sunday and around town. And thanks to Derek for that. We had countless great nights with the lads down in Shinnay before it all went belly up, so hopefully we'll be back with something new with myself and Roots Gabor and the Real Reggae Boys, so stay tuned for something like that. We miss our crazy Friday nights. Here's the Lee Harveys.
Mine off you, DA. Shine a fire from the IRA.
was the Lee Harveys with Fear is the Key from their soon-to-be-released debut album, Gun City. And the release gig is on the 8th of February, upstairs in Sweeney's, with support from the Dubtones, Job Seekers, and then there's an after-gig party again with Padlock. And it's all free in, and the album's on sale for only a fiver. Thanks a lot to Bitsy for sending me those tunes, and big hello to Stanto, the king of punk. Next song is for anyone who still hates Margaret Thatcher.
Politicians are faceless drones with very few obvious redeeming features. Insipid civil servile test tube clones slithering around like spineless creatures. Of right and left only serve to smudge the party lines. Absurd grey robots ideologically bereft make me hanker after harsher times. I never trusted Blair. When it comes to David Cameron, I'm a little bit scared. But I still fucking hate Thatcher. I still fucking hate Thatcher! Thatcher wants a state funeral. 21 gun salute. So you bring yours and I'll bring mine, tucked inside a morning suit. A busload of musicians will be lining up to play, to entertain the millions who'll be dancing on her grave. George Bush, I never trusted Blair. When it comes to David Cameron, be a little bit scared. But I still fucking hate Thatcher. I still fucking hate Thatcher! And the unemployed, for all the lives that bitch destroyed, for all the souls she bought and sold, the miners left out in the cold. Close communities torn asunder. All the people she had murdered, all the victims of corporate greed, prisoners of conscience never freed. For all she did and all she said, we should all rejoice when Thatcher's dead.
It's a terrible thing to say, but I don't know how to get away with that. Well, that was Andy T with I Still Hate Thatcher. And if you ever had any of those old Crass Records singles compilations, Andy T had some great stuff on them, like Dirty Squatters and other tunes, proper punk poet. He's returned to the stage in the last few years, and he's playing with a kind of punky dub reggae band behind him. He's still angry, and I think that tune is a sentiment we can all get behind. I'm not sure, is that on Cubesville Records or 1 in 12 Records? It's definitely on All the Mad Men Records, which is run by, I think, some of the people from Watt Tyler and Hardskin. So you can get that, and it comes in a nice Crass Records style 7-inch fold-out cover. And it's a benefit for the 1 in 12 club in Bradford.
Self-defense when you meet these elements. Staying grounded with our street intelligence. In the jungle hunting with all of these beasts and predators. Stalking our prey so we can attack and reap the benefits. There's no point for self-defense when you meet these elements. The shootings, kidnapping, stabbing, touch happiness, damaging, ravaging, savaging. Anything in the sanctuary, sanity vanishing. Brain capacity is average. Now your mind's a fucking powerhouse. Now use it to your advantage. Your brain's more powerful than any object that's physical. Some find it difficult to exploit it in ways where people pay attention and listen. But I make sure that it's getting through verbally. Execute. You shouldn't give a fuck if you're being straight and people aren't accepting you. Had bad experiences back and forth, I was patient. Felt like I was talking to Satan, but me demons I'm not walking away from. All the heart and just spark it up and keep the team blazing. It's amazing the foreign substance I'm craving. Take it from suicide contemplating to on the edge of feeling the greatness. Living carefully, live like that, then me dead. Speaking me mind with the breath in me chest till there's no breath in me chest left. Staying grounded with our street intelligence. In the jungle hunting with all of these beasts and predators. Stalking our prey so we can attack and reap the benefits. There's no point for self-defense when you meet these elements. Staying grounded with our street intelligence. In the jungle hunting with all of these beasts and predators. Stalking our prey so we can attack and reap the benefits. There's no point for self-defense when you meet these elements. We'll fucking deliver the penance for the families evicted from tenants left scrabbling for pennies. Imprisoned by a devilish assistant. Politicians encrypted decisions. Religious incisions are additions of a system on a hidden prolific mission. This place built brick by brick to be taken advantage of prick by prick. In the land where talk is cheap, lads are on police. Pay witness to the deepness of the cracks in these streets. Though those same elites always preach about peace, a sinner bring 14-year-olds down to their knees. Or transform like the older beast, better places I'm embracing. Watch me bound across constant constellations. Countless seismic waves of a conscious elevation. Next stage is the destination. All your planes waiting. We'll always step pace and checkmate in this chess game of patience. Staying grounded with our street intelligence. In the jungle hunting with all of these beasts and predators. Stalking our prey so we can attack and reap the benefits. There's no point for self-defense when you meet these elements. Staying grounded with our street intelligence. In the jungle hunting with all of these beasts and predators. Stalking our prey so we can attack and reap the benefits. There's no point for self-defense when you meet these elements.
But that was Street Intelligence by Linko and Jer Khaled featuring G.I. So, some great new hip-hop coming through in Dublin at the moment. And that's off their album State of Mind, which is going to be released online on the 25th of January and in the Twisted Pepper on the 1st of February with different support acts. I'm not sure, but some of the lads from Street Literature, probably Lethal Dialect, Costello, G.I., Willa Lee, all the lads, and they are the young apprentices that are kind of around the working class records scene. Some amazing talent. A lot of young lads coming through, and we were out in the Axis Theatre in Ballymun before Christmas and saw a lot of good rapping going on. It was a kind of tribute gig for a lunatic, and his mother was there giving it socks. So that was a brilliant gig. So keep your eyes peeled, keep your ears open for lots more hip hop. Seems to be coming up around the country these days, and yeah, it's as good as anything you're gonna hear anywhere in the world. So
hey Johnny McGorry, where's your glory? I saw up in the Montos where I'll play on a dirty bullet. I left you half a man. Hey Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone? Saw it up in the Montos where old leg gone, a dirty founder's bullet. I left you half a man. Hey Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg? I saw it up in the Montos, where old leg gone, a dirty Flanders bullet. I left you half a man. Hey Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone? I saw it up in the Montos, where old leg gone, a dirty Flanders bullet. I left you half a man. Hey Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone? Saw it up in the Montos, where old leg gone, the dirty Flanders bullet. I left you half a man.
Hey Johnny McGorry, tell me where's your glory gone? I saw you up in the Montos with your old leg gone, a dirty Flanders bullet. Should have left you half a man. Hey, Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone? Up the Sally Gardens, around the back of the pipes, messing with the Liberty Bells, a man could lose his stripes. Trading on your troubles and grabbing every chance to show the Randy Owl ones all the things you learned in France. Hey, Johnny McGorry, tell me where's your glory gone? I saw you up in the Monto with your old leg gone. A dirty Flanders bullet sure had left you half a man. Hey, Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone? Up at Gloucester Diamond, red biddy on your mind. Not a tosser in your pocket, not a soul you could remind. The Lord knows you're a darling, you never did give in. Your neck's as hard as concrete, and your laugh's a mortal sin. Hey, Johnny McGorry, tell me where's your glory gone? I saw you up in the Monto with your old leg gone. A dirty Flanders bullet sure had left you half a man. Hey, Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone? Monday in the Ivy, Tuesday in the Dregs, Wednesday's walking wounded, Thursday's soldier begs. Friday's heroes on the touch, and Saturday's lost again. How it's Sunday's good intention, sure, we'll start the week again. Hey, Johnny McGorry, tell me where's your glory gone? I saw you up in the Monto with your old leg gone. A dirty Flanders bullet should have left you half a man. Hey, Johnny McGorry, where's your old leg gone?
Me llamo María, tengo 25 years old, soy de Burgos y soy una chica muy alegre y divertida. Busco a alguien para pasear y andar en bicicleta. También me gustan los dinosaurios, tengo un dinosaurio en mi cocina. Ahora. Easy Snapping on Radioactive. ¡Woo!
milk in your tea, Gaz?
Ah, yes, sound, man. Just a drop. No sugar. An old biscuit wouldn't go astray either, man. Here, Keith, you wouldn't have a smoke, would you? I am gumming. I'm a Jurassic Park. I couldn't get any.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
These days I make my music and that is how I get my kicks. Tuesday nights I go to practice and spaz out like a lunatic. We do shows that blow the doors off every single gaff we play. And afterwards I just head home to smoke some fags and drink some tea.
Don't touch that dial. Oh, sorry. Mouse, you're listening to Easy Snapping on Radioactive FM. Oh, no, it's on the internet, so it's not FM really, is it?
Well, speaking of young talent, that was Little Lou giving us the intro there to Johnny McGory by the Dubliners. First World War song about having your legs blown off and other glorious wartime things like that. After that, we had brand new song from Gaz LaRock, formerly of Mouthpiece, Retarded Cop, and currently in another band called Hot Colossus. That was his song, Born Bastards, and I guess self-explanatory, the story of a ex-party animal who's getting his shit together and just enjoying nice life of cups of tea and the likes, industrious stuff. Gaz down there in Port Leash banging out the tunes, so thanks a million for sending us that one. And we had some messages from Maria and Steve from the Everton Avenue Barmy Army Posse. Okay, time for some reggae. Madu with their brand new song Sweet 16, and I think it's a cover of an old Irish showbound tune, and they recorded it as a tribute to their granddad. So yeah, that's a beautiful song. Thanks to Salim and Amina, Malaysian Irish brother and sister, and they're often playing around Dublin. They're a great band. They got Zoltan, another Hungarian guy, playing the trombone. He gave me my only trombone lesson so far, despite great intentions. And check them out. They're on Bandcamp, and you can download some of their albums for whatever you want to pay. And Salim does a very good radio show on the internet as well, www.groovalization.com. All Tribes, it's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and he plays a lot of nice roots reggae sounds. Check out their last EP, Rocksteady. It's brilliant. Okay, thanks for that. So, we're coming up for the end of the show. The first More Waffle, Less Music edition of Easy Snapping. So, I don't know what we're going to play. We have about 5 minutes left, so we're just going to pick any old thing and just round it off. So, if you want your band played on the show, get in touch and send it in. Radioactive are still looking for DJs. If you're interested in doing a show, you don't have to have any experience. There's numerous ways you can do it these days with programs on the internet and stuff like that. And yeah, we've got a lot of plans to try and get the station developed and spread the word. So yeah, if you like this, please share it on the internet, spread the word, and thanks for listening. Gonna leave you with The Members, one of the great punk bands with great hits, Solitary Confinement, The Sound of the Suburbs, and they had a brilliant reggae song, Offshore Banking Business, about the kind of shit that's got us all in a big mess right now. So they've recorded an updated version of that song recently, and I'm gonna play it for you now. They're finally coming to play here. I don't know if they ever played here back in the day. I think it's on February the 1st, and it's going to feature Rat Scabies from The Damned on drums. Hopefully get to the gig, but there's a hell of a lot of gigs on. You need a teleporter to get to all of them. So anyway, here's The Members with Offshore Banking Business, IFC Rant 2012 or something like that.
And Ronald Reagan, and they shut down the mines with the police truncheon. I took away Capital Dublin City on the north side, and looks like big hello to everybody in Radio Active, and especially to Tommy Rush, one of the greatest DJs in the city of Dublin. From Chennai to the hills and the mountains of Wicklow, from the breezes of the fields, from the rivers and the dungeons, big hello to everybody there. Hey, hey!